This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What mindset does it take to mass kill people? Good question, right? I'm not talking about a serial killer. We know what happens with them. It's a demented thing with them. It's a pathology that's set up from years ago. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're talking to, who you're listening to. I keep saying that. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're going to really explore the mindset of crazy people today because we're surrounded by them. We outnumber them, thank God. But yeah, we have a lot of crazy people in the world. Serial killers? Leftist. Don't get mad at me. Come on, Kevin, you're generalizing. No, anybody who would serial kill is a leftist. Somebody that can't get control of their emotions and grew up probably in horrible conditions raised by what? Other leftists. I'm not saying that people on the right are immune to these things. I'm just saying that it's a real aberration when one of our kids or one of us does something stupid. Oh, they try to blame us all the time.
Oh, he wore a Confederate flag button one time. Well, I saw him at a Trump rally.
You know, they'll do whatever they can. But let me tell you, you know the lie of the left. The lie of the left is always point to the other thing. Point to the truth while you deflect from the lie, and the lie is them. What does it take to want to kill a bunch of people? Serial killers, as I said, you understand them. They got mommy issues. They got daddy issues. They were bullied, blah, blah, blah. All the things that I will tell you that tend to come from leftism. Parents raise them any kind of way. I know strict parents can create bad things in their kids too. But strict parents don't necessarily mean conservative parents. But here's what I really want to delve into. What does it take to get into the mind of a mass killer? Not a serial killer, a mass killer. Somebody that will go out and in a fit of rage say, I'm going to shoot up the entire theater. I'm going to shoot up the entire school. I'm going to shoot up the entire church. The left will want you to believe that those people are us, conservative Americans. Let me give you the dirty little secret, the thing that social media Gestapo don't want you to talk about. The leftists have the mindset of mass killers. That's what they have. Look, I'm no Dr. Phil, but I'm going to tell you, when you see somebody get in a rampage and say, that's it, and they go and they start shooting up the post office or whatever, as we know the term go postal, it's somebody who got fed up with leftism and is probably a leftist. They realize the contrarian way they've lived their lives, they understand the hypocrisy, and they react. What would make you go in and shoot up a supermarket, which is what happened in Colorado? A supermarket gets shot up. We don't know the details. They didn't know the details yesterday. They don't know a whole lot today. They arrested the guy. We'll get to all this. This leftist already started with the spin, right? Of course, the spin is the cry of gun control. Already they said things like, he had an AR-style gun. Like that matters. It wouldn't matter if he had an AR-style gun or if he had an AK-style gun. Or if he just had a gun. And, you know, I love how the gun is the issue. Hey, let me ask you this. How many black people were killed with illegally obtained AR-style guns? Or AK-style guns? Just curious, asking for 80 million people. But that's what you'll hear from the gun lunatics, the gun control lunatics is, oh, this is a type of gun. We have to ban it. It had a bump stock or it had a fast trigger or whatever. They'll figure something out because they never want to get to the crux of the issue. And what is the crux of the issue, people? Why would somebody want to go into a grocery store and start shooting it up? See, that's what's called the motivation. Hollywood knows it very well because they say it all the time when you're an actor. You got to find the motivation. What was the reason behind the character? But when in real life, when they're confronted with it in real life, oh, no, no, let's not understand who this guy is, because you know what we may find out? We may find out that he voted for Biden, that he's a card-carrying leftist. I got to admit, I always get curious in these stories when, well, we don't know much about the shooter. Really? Or who has not yet been identified. Really? He hasn't been identified? Sure, he's been identified. That was when the story broke. They got his old, you know, chubby dude. He's walking in no shirt. Cops got him. You didn't ask him his name? You didn't? There was no way to identify him? Yeah, please. They got his DNA from his Wu Flu shot. They got everything they need to be able to tell us about this dude, but they didn't tell us anything. He was taken into custody after the rampage. A rampage that left 10 people dead, including the father of 7 Boulder police officers, a guy named Eric Talley. Wow. I'm going to, you know, make you a bet that this guy was probably a frustrated dude after lockdown, or he lost his job due to the governor of Colorado shutting down the state. There'll be something obviously leftist, tied to leftism with this dude. He didn't, when they showed him, he didn't have any Confederate flags. He didn't have any neo-Nazi tattoos, so they got to start figuring out how they could sell you this dude as a, you know, stark raving conservative guy. And this is the reason why we had the walls up in D.C. This is the reason why we had to put the fence around the Capitol. He was the one who led the insurgency on January the 6th. He's the one who separated the babies from their parents at the border. They're going to tie this dude to something. When they don't give you enough information up front. We're in a time where we don't get information. They don't want you to have information because they're afraid of what you'll do with it. You will actually use your common sense and discern what you need to think about the situation. And you will make your value judgment on it at that time. They hate when you do that. They want to lead you down the primrose path. Leftism is a true scourge of society, and it can infect you from the cradle to the grave. And we got to stop it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, you already knew that something was up with the shooter because he was an unidentified man. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Colorado shooting, a mass murder. And it's funny, I'm looking at this thing through all these different angles and, you know, got to tell you, already sort of knew what this was going to be about. Oh, I know, Kevin, you're a Islamophobe. You're a xenophobe because you have common sense. When you see that people are gunned down for no reason, the only way you could not have the thought of, sure sounds like Allahu Akbar, is if you're just asleep at the wheel. Or you've been woke, you've been trained to not think about, well, I wonder if it's a possibility that it could be somebody else. Now look, while leftists had already blamed the gun for this Colorado supermarket shooting that killed 10 people, they ignored the obvious. They've been trained to do it. The media does it. They don't want to tell you. I'm actually surprised that the information came out so quickly about the killer being a Muslim. Yahoo reported this. A 21-year-old Colorado man faced murder charges Tuesday in a shooting rampage at the Boulder supermarket that left 10 people dead and fueled chaos as panicked shoppers fled to safety amid the hail of bullets. Boulder Police Chief Maris Herold released the names of the victims. Here's what's funny about this story. What are you most interested in? Who is this maniac that shot these people up? They're soft-shoeing it. They're walking you through it. Hey, look, hey, we'll finally get to it. Let me ask you this. If you think, if this guy had been a member of the Tea Party, do you not think you would have known immediately? If this person had been, one of these Confederate flag wearing guys, would you not know about it right away? Would they not be digging into you? Look, these are the signs, people. These are the signs. Welcome, by the way, to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You guys are making us a success. I mean, you're scaring me. You're listening to the program. You're downloading it. You're telling friends about it. One of my good friends from business, Andy, his daughter contacted me, Andrea. Beautiful young lady, two stunning young women. I remember them when I was in sales. They were probably high schoolish age, I'm guessing, maybe college, the older daughter. And anyway, love those girls. Didn't spend enough time with them, but I spent a lot of time with their dad, Andy. But anyway, thanks for the message, Andrea. It was good to know that you're listening to the program. Anyway, I'm talking about the obvious here. Why can't the media just be truthful? Just tell us, hey, we had a Muslim dude, he went crazy. They don't want to tell you that. They got to lead up to it. So the victims were said to range in age from 20 to 65. Among them, we already talked about it, Officer Eric Talley, 51, a father of seven, responded to the 911 call and gave up his life. Hey, Black Lives Matter. Is this thing on? Do you care that a guy ran to the problem, ran to the trouble in order to save lives and gave up his own? Does anybody care? Hello? Hello? Leftist? Hollywood? Anybody? Anybody? Robert De Niro? George Clooney? Amy Schumer? Any of you? Hey, how about LeBron James? Do you think LeBron James cares? Oh, well, you know, he wasn't running there to protect black people, so no, I don't have to care. Any of the race pimps out there care that this officer ran towards the trouble? And he will not go home to seven children and a spouse? Friends who cared about him, a community that loves him? Yeah, I don't think they're going to care. Then they go on. The story continues because they want to give us the backdrop before they give us the information. Monday's carnage was the nation's second mass shooting in a week, coming 6 days after an attack at three Georgia massage spas that left eight people dead. Oh, remember that one? Remember that race crime? It turned out not to be a race crime. But they finally get to it. The Boulder shooting suspect, identified as Ahmed Al-Alawi Alisa, was shot in the leg, and he's expected to be released from the hospital today and booked into the county jail. I'm actually surprised they booked the dude, you know, because they got that lefty governor up there who's more concerned about guns than he is terrorists coming into the nation. By the way, do I really need to go into the border issue? Just asking for 80 million friends. How did this guy get into the country? What's the backstory about him? I already asked you guys, what's the backstory of a mass murderer? You know the thing I didn't discuss with you with the backstory of a mass murderer? Religious zealot. And I'm not talking about Judeo-Christians. I'm talking about Muslims. Yep, the clearly Muslim name. So now the spin, because we know who did it. It's Ahmad Al-Alawi Alisa. Now here's, I want to explain before we go into too much detail, I want to explain how Yahoo reported this thing literally moments before we learned that it was Ahmed, okay? 10 days before a gunman opened fire on Monday at a Boulder, Colorado supermarket, a judge knocked down the city's ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. 10 people were killed at the King Supers grocery store near the University of Colorado, including a police officer, before the suspect was injured and taken into custody. As of Tuesday morning, police have yet to release details on the suspect or the weapon used in the shooting. It's unclear if the ban would have covered the gun involved. But the court's move is striking in its recency, especially after a law enforcement official told CNN that an AR-15 style rifle was used in Boulder. The same type of weapon was used in a number of recent mass shootings, including in Parkland, Florida in 2018, Las Vegas in 2017, Orlando in 2016, and Newton, Connecticut in 2012. This is sounding suspiciously like, hey, remember the blacks that get killed by police? It's an epidemic. It happens like, what, once every freaking year or so? It's an epidemic. It's funny how, the rifle, in all those instances, it's that dastardly rifle that is the bad guy. Nobody wants to talk about the motivation of the people. Yeah. So, Ahmed Alisa? What's his motivation? What made him get up in the morning and decide, you know what? I asked the question, was he a disgruntled person who was on lockdown during the time of the governor of Colorado's mandate of enslavement? Or was it something else? Well, now we're learning a little differently, but let's keep delving into it.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm confident that the perpetrator will be held fully accountable under the law. And, of course, we'll look forward to what lessons we can learn.
Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis speaking there on Fox News regarding the gunman who allegedly killed 10 people at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store. The man is expected to make his first appearance in court on Thursday. White House officials and members of Congress are heading to the border in Texas today. They'll visit the Health and Human Services facility in Carrizo Springs that's been housing the recent surge of illegal immigrants. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is fired up about the crisis at the border.
God bless the Border Patrol. God bless the custom agents who are dealing with the Biden administration show at the border.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. No sooner did the coronavirus relief checks start rolling out from Washington did cyber criminals come up with ways to steal your money. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
Threat intelligence lead Christopher Dawson, a proof point, explains what typically happens.
We would see an email that has some sort of information or link or an attached document, for example, and folks would click the document because they would think that maybe they needed some information that was in this email, perhaps information about how to get their stimulus check, for example.
Victims are told they must fill out a form over the Internet that divulges private financial information.
Durable good orders are coming in lower than expected. A report out this morning shows orders for big ticket items built to the last 3 years or more fell 1.1% in February. Analysts had forecasts a 1.1% increase. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know what you're doing out there in Radio Land, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I know what you're doing. Yep, you're jumping to conclusions. Don't be jumping to conclusions on this Muslim shooter. The bearded Muslim man, 21 years old, who stood outside of the Super King, the King Super or whatever it's called. It was a supermarket. And he was picking off Americans. Let's not get all up in his business and his motivation, okay? I feel complete tragedy. I feel a sense of loss like you wouldn't believe. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to let the left win in this battle. I'm not going to let them take away our American spirit. See, let me just tell you right now, the spin is in. This guy, by the way, the left will tell you, he could have had a good reason for shooting people up over in Colorado. This young Muslim man, Ahmad Al-Alawi Alisa. Yeah. Could have had a good reason. Maybe his dad had been killed by a drone or American soldiers when he was living in Pakistan or some other third world crap hole country, right? You know what President Trump called it? He used a different word. Let's not forget, this whole thing could have been prevented if that judge, only 10 days before this gunman opened fire, a judge knocked down the city's ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Man, if that judge had only done his constitutional duty of banning guns. Oh, wait. I think I have that backwards, but it's a technicality. At least for the left. But if he'd only banned this gun, that guy would have never done it. Because we all know that by banning a weapon, the bad guys, the people who want to do stuff with those weapons, they would never get a hold of the weapons. That's been proven. That's settled science. Yeah. Anyway, he could have prevented it. That dang judge! Oh, let me go on. Let me explain what else happened in this whole little incident with Ahmed Al-Alawi Alisa. Multiple witnesses said the gunman opened fire in the parking lot before moving inside. Hundreds of police officers and SWAT team descended on the store, and video showed an officer with a megaphone urging the shooter to surrender. None of the shooting victims survived the attack. So I want to give you a gun angle, okay? Here's a gun angle. Too bad more Coloradans weren't armed to the teeth. So when he came in that store, somebody could have put one center mass. Too bad more people weren't trained and carrying their weapons. See, the law-abiding citizens, we take care of things. We know how to do it. But the problem with these leftist enclaves, these places now where the lefties have got everybody afraid of guns, is nobody's carrying them. And that this is the kind of tragedy that occurs. But the mayor of this town, his name is Sam Weaver. Here's what he said. He said, "Today our city is grieving over the senseless loss of 10 lives in the community. A man with a gun monstrously struck them down." A man with a gun. Huh. Maybe a man on a mission? A mission from Allah? Maybe it wasn't just all about the gun. Maybe this guy would have strapped bombs to himself. Maybe he would have made a fertilizer bomb. Who knows? But you know what? Let's do this. Because this is where good, solid leftist Americans. Let's focus on the inanimate object that did nothing. Let's not focus on the guy who actually did it. Let's not dissect his name, his ideology, his religious background, and so on. Let's just ignore that, because that is the way leftism works. The autopsy as to why a 21-year-old Muslim man, I'm just thinking out loud here, people listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. How this Muslim man would surreptitiously, did I say that right? Surreptitiously? You get what I'm saying? It's my thick lips. It won't let me say it right. Anyway, they would gun down innocent people in the parking lot of a supermarket. I'm just curious. Holy mother of Allahu Akbar, what could possibly motivate this young man to do such a thing? I just want to ruminate with you for a minute, okay? If you have some ideas, you can give me a call. 844-551-8255. Yeah. Well, while we think on this, I want to remind you, ironically, only 2 days ago, Americans were accused by leftists, the anti-Americans, of being xenophobic against Asians. There was a meme going around that said something like Asian targeting. Did you see this? And the reason why we Americans, the good guys, the conservatives, the people that love this country, love the mosaic that everybody in it has created, God has given us the best piece of ground on the face of the earth, but they could have put us anywhere. They could have put us in the middle of the Gobi Desert, and we would have built a flourishing, amazing country. Because that's what Americans do. But they, the left, the anti-Americans, they want to paint us as xenophobes. We were targeting Asians. And why were we doing this? Well, we were mad that they gave us the old Asian flu. Now, we've got variants of that flu. We've got the Italian Wu flu. We've got the European Wu flu, etc. We even use those names to call it that. The Greek Wu flu. But you can't use the Chinese Wu flu. Or Chinese virus, because then you're xenophobic. So now we're all mad. We're mad at the Chinese. We're mad at them for they're giving us the Wu flu. We're mad at them for ruining our economy. We're, you know, Donald Trump targeted them and blah, blah, blah. He's a xenophobe. Anti-Chino. And then as it turns out, well, they were basing it on two incidents. A Chinese man, I think he was 80 years old. Gang Ho or something like that. I forget his name. Han Ho. Something Ho. Anyway, he was killed in Oakland. And as it turned out, it was two black dudes that robbed him. It was a simple robbery. They wanted to take Ho's money. And he's like, "I'm not your Ho." "I'm not that Ho." Or whatever. I don't know what he was thinking. But he didn't want to give up the goodies. So they took it and they killed him. And in the second incident, this happened in Atlanta. Some dude who decided he was, you know, he was too sick to, he kept going to these massage parlors and what have you. And he decided to go shoot up the massage parlors that happened to be run mostly by Asian, probably Asian women. And it turned out it wasn't a hate crime. It was a hate himself crime. Yep. So neither of these things were Asian targeting. They just happened to, you know, guess what? Asians got to die in America too, people. I don't know if you realize that. They die all over the world. But if they come here, they can die too. And generally speaking, they have a much better chance of dying at the hands of a leftist than they do anybody that would own an AR-15. Legally. So, in the case of this latest mass shooting where a 21-year-old Muslim man shoots indiscriminately, shooting fish in a barrel at a supermarket, and what are we discussing? We're discussing the guns, because leftists want this crime to be a Second Amendment crime. This is what this is about. And they really wish that the dude who had done it was a Second Amendment zealot named Bubba. So much so that rumors actually surfaced about a Bubba whose name was Thomas Elliott Hayner. I don't know if you guys saw this story. People saw the glimpse of the dude when the cops were arresting him at the supermarket, and they said, that looks like the guy that threatened the DA. And I don't know what Thomas Elliott Hayner's politics are, but somebody narked on him. And he's lucky that they caught this guy quickly enough, or we could have been looking at him as a Richard Jewell. He would have been like, what did I do? I wasn't anywhere near. Ping my cell phone. What y'all doing? Let me go. I got some barbecue cooking back here. Whatever. But it turned out, holy mother of, as I said, Allahu Akbar, it was a Muslim dude. So unless Thomas Elliott Hayner changed his name to Ahmed, lucky for him he didn't convert to Muslimism or Islamism or whatever they call it, because he's now free to go. But this is what we're dealing with. I'm just curious. I'm really anxious to see how the left handles this story. I told you about the mass shootings that have occurred with the use, you know, this gun control thing, with the use of an AR-15 that happened in Parkland, Florida, 2018, Las Vegas in 2017, Orlando in 2016, and Newton, Connecticut in 2012, right? I told you about that. You know, that vicious gun, maybe it was the same one. Who knows? They run in packs, don't they? When we come back, we're going to get more into the mind of mass murderers. It's going to surprise you who they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get to this subject to the degree that I want to, because it fascinates me, man. I love getting inside of the brain of things, right? The inner workings of it all. How does it work? All of it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So we're getting inside of the brain of mass murderers. And what I've noticed as I've done more and more research about it is there's some mass murderers by omission. Here's what Psychology Today said. By the way, this is like a big propaganda thing here, but you can check it out for yourselves. They said a mass murderer, murders are becoming a depressingly familiar routine in the United States. We can now expect to experience a media-grabbing shooting about once a month. And the frequency can only increase as future cohorts of copycat killers are spawned by the seductive opportunity to temporarily gain the spotlight. Amidst the anguish and heartbreak felt by the victims' families, there's always two haunting questions. What motivates someone to kill strangers wholesale in a seemingly senseless way? And what, if anything, can we do to stop these tragedies from occurring? The accumulating large sample of mass murderers and their eagerness to explain themselves in print and videos provides a rich database. Dr. James Knoll, a leading forensic psychiatrist with special expertise in mass murderers, will describe the pattern of their demographics and their psychological profiles. So here's what he wrote. 2013, Congress Research Service issued a report on public mass shootings. And this is the part that's interesting to me because of how they defined it. They said the CRC used as its working definition incidents, quote, occurring in relatively public places involving four or more deaths. They identified 78 public mass shootings since 1983 that resulted in 547 deaths and 1,023 casualties. Now, my first thing is, well, there's mass shootings and there's mass killings. So it isn't like the mass shooter wasn't trying to kill more than four people, because what they did is they put this arbitrary number of four or more deaths. Now, that already to me skews the statistics, because why not three or more? It's still mass. Why not two or more? It's still mass. Why not one or more when the person shot in more than a crowd? Well, let me explain why. Because it eliminates eliminates most of the crimes that are committed in black neighborhoods. Open, not like hidden. It fits the criteria. If they're in a public place, gathered on a porch, gathered at a park, gathered at a party, it eliminates a ton of the actual mass murders that occur, a.k.a. the ones they like to ignore. Now, here's what he goes on to say. He also notes that most perpetrators are young males who act alone after carefully planning the event. They often have a long-standing fascination with weapons, and I love this part, and have collected large stores of them. The shootings usually occur in a public place during the daytime. So, the ones who do this are the gun toters, the people that you need to fear, because these people will kill you. They will kill you dead, baby. What he's really trying to do is he's setting the stage that, you know, as I said, if you eliminate a certain number of crimes, you take the black version out, and then you get to the, quote, non-black version or the white version, and then he goes on to talk about all of the different people. Here's what he goes on to talk about as a characteristic. So, aggrieved and entitled, he longs for power and revenge to obliterate what he cannot have. Since satisfaction is unobtainable, lawfully and realistically, the mass murderer is reduced to violent fantasy and pseudo-power. He creates and enacts an odious screenplay of grandiose and public retribution, like the child who upends the checkerboard. When he does not like the way the game is going, he seeks to destroy others for apparent failures to recognize and meet his needs. Fury, deep despair, callous selfishness eventually crystallize into fantasies of violent revenge on a scale that will draw attention. The mass murderer typically expects to die and frequently dies in what amounts to a mass homicide, personal suicide. He may kill himself or script matters so that he will be killed by the police. Now, let me just go on and talk about this for a second. Practically everything this guy describes there was leftism. Power. Revenge. You know what we're taught? I don't want to get all biblical on you, but we're taught to forgive the people that have trespassed against us. We have are taught that, you know what, it isn't worth it. I don't know how many people I know who are Christians who say, yeah, the guy got to me, ripped me off, they did this, I didn't like that. But you know what, I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to hold any hate in my heart. It doesn't do me any good. I'm going to let it go. Yeah. Now, he talks about delusions and things like this, but let me just tell you, these, what he doesn't mention is the rate, the trait, or that's not the word I'm looking for, the number of these events that have occurred that involve Muslims. The number of these events that really point themselves to nothing but stone-cold fanaticism on leftists. He didn't. Steve Scalise got shot at a baseball game. Didn't get killed. I don't think anybody got killed. But what was the guy there to do? How many people were, you know, I mean, look, if you go back and you look at these incidents where the left blames us for some violence or whatever, do a little deeper dive. And what you'll find out is the motivation that created the mass murderer or the attempted mass murderer is born of leftism. The circumstances. Look at all these black kids I'm talking about that are doing drive-bys, shooting each other at parties, shooting each other in parks indiscriminately. The number that should be part of this statistic that he doesn't want to include, he won't tell you. The circumstances that leftism has put them in have led them to become mass murderers. But let's talk about these traits. I'm not going to be able to go into this. I'm going to do it quickly because I want to cover these traits individually at some point, maybe in one of our best ofs that you'll come back and listen to over and over again. Because I'm looking at this linkage, this lineage, this genetic footprint, the DNA of these crimes, and it comes back to one simple thing. Talk to me about a mass shooting in a school. I'll talk to you about bullying. I'll talk to you about kids who claim they're not bullies or the teachers that say we don't bully or whatever else. I'll show you the bully. I'll show you the leftist. I'll show you the parents. I'll show you all the breadcrumbs leading to the carnage. And you know what it'll be? It'll be leftism. You follow it backwards, you will find its source. Its source is leftism. Now you guys are, Kevin, man, that's all you talk. Look, if I had something else to tell you about it, I would tell you. I'm not some anti-leftist dude that's on the radio talking and going, yeah, I just hate leftists. I don't care about leftists. I don't have a dog in the fight. You know what my dog in the fight is? It's about truth. It's about truth. Leftists create these problems. They create chaos. They create victims. They create whatever. Why? Because there's a few of them who believe they're better than you. One of the first things that this is from narcopath.info. Narcissistic abuse, mass murderers. This is, I'm telling you, I research these topics because I'm interested in it. I want to know how people think. What makes somebody do the wrong thing? Because you understand right from wrong. You understand that you control your destiny, but somewhere along the way you don't think you do, and something happens, something flips. You want to know what usually flips that switch? I already gave you the answer. I'm just teasing with you. It's leftism. Because that's what it is. Here's the first point. I'm only going to cover one or maybe two of these because we're not going to have time, number one, and I want it covered in more depth. I already gave you guys this human nature thing that does not want to be wrong. Well, there's a big part of what I'll talk about in these leftist traits that lead to mass murderers that will cover that. You don't want to be wrong. But anyway, the first one of these things, and we're going to do this as a separate thing because I'm determined to do it, but grandiosity with expectations of superior treatment from other people. What fantasies of grandiosity do you think one must have to think for a second that you have the right to take other people's lives, let alone many in one incident? That was the first bullet point of this article about mass murderers and how their thought process is. And I promise you, when we go into depth about this, you will not be able to debate that this is the absolute profile of leftists. Shame on them.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.